Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, John Gervais, Jason Madison. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you sign up. You get this podcast in its entirety right up front. You don't have to wait for it broken up. You get Cinephobe with zero commercial breaks in there. I know people complain about how many commercials we got. Look, we gotta keep the lights on. So if you don't want to listen to commercials, you can become a Patreon and listen to that. You also get the extra episodes, the premium episodes from the last couple of years. You get the rewatching things. Let's get this show started talking about the Clone Tyrone. Let's talk about the Clone Tyrone because they put in the products. That's why yes. Trey went to get the black only product because mm-hmm. he didn't want the white man's stuff in it. Yo, I'm going to say this right now. I thought the movie was kind of boring. Thought it was long. I thought there was a couple of funny spots. There's a couple of funny spots, but for the most part, it's not a comedy. And I thought it was like an unfunny undercover brother. Boom. Like that whole thing about they put in the chicken and they mind controlling through the chicken. That's all undercover brother.
Bro, that was minus the part that tripped me out. I was like, everybody was on Twitter saying, this movie is amazing. It's so good. And I was like, it's cool, but have y'all never seen Undercover Brother?
Undercover
before?
Brother?
Nah. Niggas just miss Jamie Foxx, bro. That's all, bro.
That's how it was.
But he wasn't even really that funny in the movie, though.
Like, but no, I'm just saying. But also, you got to think about this, Jason. Shit. Niggas ain't seen blaxploitation,
bro. That
like
nigga
they ain't
John
seen
Boyega.
Them type of films. Cause you see niggas on Twitter talking about. Oh, go ahead, Juju.
My bad. I ain't got nothing positive to say. I don't know John Boyega. Double A look like Jimmy Buckets got down the whole movie.
He definitely look like
Denzel, little brother. Yeah.
But I've seen comments on Twitter like, oh, I hate how this is portrayed this way. And I'm like, how do y'all not know this? Y'all are too young. This is how I know we starting to get old. Niggas is too young for these type of genres. They not seeing a lot of shit. I seen some shit where niggas said, look at LL. They was talking about LL rap career wasn't good. So that's why he failed. So he went to fucking movies. Bro. And I'm like, oh, we
yeah, bro. I'm off the young generation and their whole critiquing style. Everything got to be proper. Everything got to be this, got to be that.
No, I knew it was lost the day they said that Tropic Thunder was racist. I was like, you missed the whole point. You missed the entire point of the movie if you think that movie is racist. They're like, oh, why was it Robert Downey Jr. canceled for doing blackface? Like, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point of the movie. God damn, man. It was.
You didn't like the movie?
I mean, I feel like if you like that shit, then you would love fucking Anaconda Malt Liquor. It gives you from Black Dynamite. It's the same shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Derek, I just felt like they were copying other things that have not even blaxploitation, Trey. I mean, you're right. It all comes with blaxploitation. But these niggas was copying niggas that was copying blaxploitation, right? Mm-hmm. Undercover Brother and Black Dynamite and all that. Like, those were all movies that were send-ups of blaxploitation movies. I felt like this was like the person who made this watch those movies and be like, yo, I don't have any original ideas, so I'm just trying to come up with this script on my own through it. And the twist that I put in there, which I did like, that it was a black man that was behind it all. I did enjoy that part of it and how he's like, we're going to change everybody into white people. But the hair was the only part they can't get right. It's too stubborn. Like, I did enjoy, like, that was something I thought that was original and that was funny. But for the most part, it was just long and boring to me.
Niggas fake deep talking about I got to watch it again. I can't watch it again. I want to.
Niggas just don't like Khaled songs ever. Like, I feel like all it was what music is now. Like, niggas like the music. Right. So why can't niggas like the movie? Like, all
right. Jerv, I don't like the music. I just like that hoes like the music. That's all. Sorry. By the way, that's been my opinion of music since like 1987. That's the only reason I like music. I don't really like any of it.
Like the just nod when the hoes nod.
Yes. Oh, I'm on the Barbie. And that's all right. Like, dog, I don't care for any of this.
That's kind of real. I mean, honestly, that's kind of real though. I ain't gonna lie, because
that's real to admit.
No, here's the thing though. But when you're out, whether you hate the song or not, right? You're gonna roll with it if the hoes
no
are rolling. Absolutely. Juju, you're gonna scare the hoes? Brother, over all I can do is win.
You see me in the in the wild. I was pretty honest body language wise with every single song. I told her we gave hot bars in the back of hoes heads. You feel me when it was on?
Yes. Super, but, super. Yes.
Not a hoe at all, Lord. Come on, don't do that to me. But I want the whole club to be rocking when they play. Man, I got that swag. At a basketball game, I be looking around these country ass folks. Man, if y'all stop, man, come on, bro. This is literally. I'm gonna stop while you can say something bad, but yeah, man, just keep it cool, everybody, with swag surfing and shit. Whenever you want to put your arms around your local Negro. The closest Negro.
Oh, no, you know, I'm not talking about diving the head first. Oh. I'm just saying, like, if the biddies is listening to this, I'm like, all right, yeah, okay. Like, that's, I don't want to listen to Chloe LaRae or whatever.
Everyone's got their breaking point, though, right? And, like, there's some songs y'all are less Kanye, fly.
Like, Living Kanye, My Life Like It's Golden. I would never like that song.
You're wildin'.
Fuck.
You see some
Living My Life, and I'm golden, golden.
Not, hey, but,
what
but
song me, is that, nigga?
That's mean, the to song. Your, that's
to your that's, point. He should not to your name. Point earlier about the movie
I was
too.
Thinking of.
Like, I felt like all of the takes that they had in the movie were not updated. Like everything, chicken, and like if niggas would have had Swag Surf, like that would have made the movie funny.
Yeah, like, if like that was the song that was the hypnotizing song, right?
Right.
Yeah, like oh, that was the other thing. It reminded me of Boondocks.
Yeah.
With like the song, the music part. You know, all of it was just very
derivative.
Derivative, that's the word. I was trying to think about what the word was. Derivative of like just like clearly you just watched all the stuff that we watched over the last 15 years and just can't try to. Look. And you know, because I'd be thinking about it sometimes, I'd be seeing some clips go viral of videos and people are like, oh my God, never. And I'm like, y'all never seen this video before? Like, this is one of the most famous videos ever of, you know, this dude going off or this part of the stand up or whatever. And so I'd be like, all right, maybe I should do it. Like, because it don't look that hard.
Also, bro, I know what derivative means. I don't think Trey know what it means. Can you explain to him what derivative means?
Yeah, sure. Trey, I'm glad that you asked. Derivative mean like, it's like when it's not original, it's just basically, it's DJ Khaled. That's the
it's
best
Biden.
Way to discuss
it. Nah, it's Biden. That's basically what derivative means. It's Biden. That's what it means. It's a fancy way to say Biden.
It's not the remix.
Hey, of all the people, the college professor does not know what derivative is.
Who's the college professor?
Yeah, who's the college professor?
Nigga.
Oh, shit.
They got teacher LA.
Look, nah, man, get out of here.
Jerv does not respect
you. You know, every year, you know, I teach at LAU. Come on, bro. You know that.
Where?
Rock Nation. At Long Island University for Rock Nation. Oh, come on, bro.
That's hard. That's right.
That nigga said you teach at LIE.
Yeah. Jerv been on my head all day. What's up, bro? We trying to box.
Nah, bro. Damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm 2023, I'm all about peace, my brother.
No, you not, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You're over here saying I was lying about my hair. So I ain't fucking with you.
I stand on that.
See? Hey, peace. No,
I stand on that.
Speaking of lying, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of lying, the aliens, nigga.
Oh, man.
Is we rolling or we not? Nah, we rolling? Man. Juju, you rolling with the aliens?
I'm definitely rolling with the aliens, but explain to me what happened, because I heard rumblings about it, but I don't know what exactly.
Yeah, hold on. Y'all going to be like first 48 with the – you seen that meme, Trey?
Telling on the white people?
Yeah, when the aliens come through, they got the nigga with the burger.
Talk about snitching on the white people first.
What would your meal be?
My first 48 meal?
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Spicy Popeyes. Chicken.
Spicy chicken. Hey, five piece.
Look, lawyer is my meal. Hold up. That's my meal. My entire meal is lawyer.
All right. Whatever.
Y'all are taking lawyer.
These aliens come through, you going to be like lawyer? You not.
Aliens come through. I tell them what they want to know.
I'm like, sing it. What are you getting, Jerv? What you getting, like Ruth Chris?
Hold up, bro.
What do you think this is, man? They're gonna go. Do you think they're gonna go wheel over to Morton's to get you like a T-bone?
I mean, listen, bro. I got stories.
Jerv, you know, Jerv, it's not.
I got stories.
This nigga Jerv ready to snap.
How much they want to know?
He has always let us know he's a civilian.
He's always let us know that he's a civilian. He has Jerry
gonna get hemmed up and like come with his own napkin and cutlery, like sit it out on the table.
Like, yeah, he gonna put the shit in like a bib, like
bib, man.
Be like, all right, man, we know you know everything. It's like, yes, yeah, and you know, I'd like a glass of the 1942.
Right. Yeah, pass me that sauce over there. Yeah.
We gonna do it.
That Worcester sauce. Yeah, let me get some of that.
Can I get the burrata up front, please? You know, and also, the beef carpaccio looks really good.
Yeah.
And then for the main, I'm gonna do the ribeye bone in. But could they cut it up for me?
Hey, you talking that shit right now? On the low. That shit sounds fire. You talking that shit?
Jerry, like medium.
Just Pittsburgh medium. I prefer Pittsburgh medium.
Thank you. Now tell us about Black Jesus, aka Trayvon. Where do I start?
Man, so whistleblower came out and said that it is indeed the government have unidentified species.
Can you define now, whistleblower for me?
Snitch.
And on the whistleblower.
Yeah, snitch. There we go.
I was making sure it wasn't the yin-yang twins like I was thinking. Yeah.
So, pretty much, but here's niggas did not fact check. Niggas ain't do nothing. We just ran with it. Like,
right.
The niggas immediately ran to the timeline like, see, I told niggas. And then you had the white people over there like, y'all not panicking? Y'all cool with this?
Damn,
nigga, Roman, go ahead.
I'll tell you what, man. A lot of people showed their ass after that whole like everybody in my time who I've always suspected of being crazy, got your ass. I felt like Chris Hansen walking in, like just
the world was pulled. They pulled a fast one because all of the memes.
He's
crazy. Okay,
yeah, the dude is not like official like business, but also. Oh. Like, Niggas couldn't wait. Niggas couldn't wait to hear that it was aliens. So anytime you get like, it's like I don't even know if y'all seen this shit recently where the niggas was posting a meme saying that the nigga from Marcus Houston was producing on Carter 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
If y'all saw that,
That's like Batman. Man. You know who Batman. Else is called Batman? Marcus Houston, and he was part of
Immature,
whatever.
The yeah, but it's like niggas see some shit on the internet on like a fun, like a TikTok video, like well produced, and niggas, just rolling. Like,
run with it, man. Like, run with it. By the way,
niggas don't think there's like aliens and shit.
I mean,
I know it's aliens everywhere. I want to be the first to say I see all my alien brothers and sisters. You
getting ahead of it.
Right. Ain't no way in hell we the only thing smoking out here, man. Come on, man. We ain't even discovered 3% of space yet, man. Come on, man.
Nah, man. I mean, I'm gonna tell you.
Salute to Neil deGrasse
Tyson.
That's my boy.
Neil Tyson.
I mean, I don't know. I think it could. It definitely could be aliens. Obviously, it's a possibility, but it's like one of those things. And I might get a little too deep for the intro, but like how people, like how niggas view death as well. Like, I think the most, like one of the possibilities or one of the most likely possibilities is that like nothing happens after you die, and it's just like blackness, and like nobody wants to deal with that reality. So it's like, oh, let's create all of these like other possibilities and like
blackness. Whoa, define the blackness. Like, okay, so you die, then you in like a cryo sleep state? Like, if you're traveling across like light years, how they do in space?
No. It's like when you go to sleep and you don't dream, like you just die, and then that's it.
Okay,
like,
I see what you're
that's
saying.
It, that's it. And I then, so there's also a possibility that we are alone in the universe. But like, that's kind of scary. And like, niggas don't want to think about that. So it's much easier to believe that they're aliens. But I mean, the universe is big as fuck. It's probably some other shit. But when I say aliens, like intelligent life. Yes, there are other beings, like things, like living in the fucking known universe. But like other life like us with like computers and shit like that, like moving around.
That's what I'm saying. So Jason, this is the shit I always talk about, like, if aliens came to Earth and they were like, ooh, this planet has life on it.
This shit hard. Like, they come like,
but no, but just, how long would they get before they realize, like, like, they might come here and look at like bacteria, be like, oh man, they running things. Look at, they everywhere or whatever. Or insects, or like at what point they'd be like, oh no, it's these things that's walking around and like, you know what I'm saying?
It's LeBron.
He's nigga.
Yeah. So it's like, in the same way, it's like, I think there's life out there, but I just don't think it's like life like us. It's like life like insects and
That's what
little
I'm
bacteria and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like, it might be crazy. Hippo.
Look, that's what I'm saying.
They're crazy.
You say there's some other niggas out there.
Just think of this scenario. Not just saying like, go with me right quick, but walk with me right quick. So inside of your body right now, you got motherfuckers working that think they got down doing some shit. I don't know what they doing right now. They think they at the club, at work, or whatever. But right. The white blood cells and the red blood cells, they doing a job every day for you. They go to work. They go, I don't know when they clock out. I don't know what's going on. But they can't even fathom what a flat screen TV is.
Right.
Because their brain don't even do that.
Right.
All they know is this body, this fucking how the routine. So right. I feel like that's what our brains is doing. We so thinking about what the fuck we do, how we know, how we communicate.
Right.
Ain't even thinking of plasma guns and shit that they got them nebulous.
No, and I feel you on that, Juju, because I've been permanently fucked up since what I was like 9 or 10 when I seen Men in Black. Like, nothing has ever changed my world quicker than the end of that movie, bro. When that movie ended, my fucking brain was blown out the back of my head. Pause. Like, when they go to the aliens, is playing with the universe, and the universe is just a marble. They just playing marble. I was like, damn, I ain't even think. Like, I don't even know. Like, I definitely don't know. Like, cause shit could get real wicked. So you're right. Like, I don't know. I'm not pretending to know, but I'm just saying like, it could be a lot of things. It's a lot of possibilities.
The only aliens I believe that I saw, nigga, is underwater, bro. Them niggas that be every time. Well, them niggas,
why octopus
do, them niggas be doing a lot of shit. But anytime I see,
you know, said octopus ain't from this earth.
Dog, there's no chance.
Hear me out. Anytime I go on YouTube and I go watch the fucking what is that fucking whatever the shit is, the National Geographic type videos with the deep shit.
Yeah. What should you be typing in when you go to YouTube?
First of all, why? How can we how can we name them niggas and we don't even know what they are, bro? And why haven't we been like, why haven't they been added to the food chain on certain shit? Because some of them motherfuckers be looking crazy, dog.
Hold on.
They be lighting up and shit.
Hold on. What? Trey, you said, why haven't they been added to the food chain? That's bro, why you got a ball spot on the top of your head. That. You want to try everything, man.
No, that's bro, why I said that's a ball spot
right here. But I'm just saying some octopus in goddamn Walmart the other day in the frozen sense.
But I'm just talking about niggas be eating everything in every country.
I promise God in my life. Watch. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying like niggas eat everything across the world, right? Everything straight up. So why the fuck aren't we getting these motherfuckers that be glowing, like having electricity and water and all this other shit? Like the fuck?
Trey's the reason why we have COVID, man. Niggas like Trey, like, why can't I eat that? Why not? Like
drugs, man. Soup, this is nigga. Why I be thinking the way I think, bro.
COVID-19, bro.
Yeah, that be niggas be eating octopus.
Nah.
Octopus yeah, nah, niggas Walmart do eat. Niggas
crazy,
be.
Oh yeah, that's a, that's hey, hey, Juju, I just imagine the octopus walking around with one of them Walmart vests on, the blue vest.
Oh my god! But no, for real, I do feel like the unseen creatures, the true outer space, is below, in the ocean.
For sure, bro.
Them niggas have no explanation of why certain the motherfucking things do what they do. We have yet to explain that.
But I'm I see you're that, and I raise you. A fish coming out of water can't imagine how Michael Jackson just moonwalked across the fucking ground. Like he can't even walk on the ground.
Nah,
this motherfucker moving backwards.
Michael Jackson. He bruh. Looking at man. What Michael Jackson? He looking at us like, damn! Look at his fans go like this.
The Cirque du Soleil. Them niggas go crazy in that motherfucker, man. They can't imagine that. So we just seeing some Cirque du Soleil fish ass niggas, man. They glow in the dark sometimes. Hey, check out the bearded lady. Like you feel me at the some circuses.
Nah. Trey trying to figure out why you not eating her though.
Sick eat. Wow. We know why.
All right, man, that's going to do it for this edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amino Hassan. That's Jason Madison. That's John Gervais. That's Black Trey, a.k.a. Black Jesus. And, of course, Juju Gotti. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings is where you get all that extra content. Make sure you are tapped in. For everybody, I'm going to let you know, you got to stay black, motherfucker. Watch out for that Walmart octopus.
Ugh.
That rollback octopus.